Hey guys, so this is my first podcast. Not exactly sure how these go yet, still kind of getting into the gist of everything. But as you can tell, I started my podcast using a service called Anchor. They're free, they're pretty cool. You can also make money by doing this with sponsorships. Normally, this is tech-related, which we're reviewing this online tech service. They have an iPhone app. They don't have an app for computer yet, but you just use their website, which is still fine. You can add messages, custom audios, or audios on there. They have transitions already built in. You have your dashboard and customize your profile. Basically, like, no limitations. You can even make money in. It's 100% free. It's really cool. The app layout's really nice. Sorry if you hear a little noise in the background. My AC is running. It's hot. But yeah, it's pretty cool. This series is called Tic Tech, almost like the brand Tic Tacs. No copyright, please. Tic Tech, I thought it was a really cool name. Hopefully, we get some people that listen in. Today's episode is just really talking about how I'm going to be starting my podcast and stuff like that. So I'm talking a little bit about tech, but for some tech ideas, for some podcasts, I'm thinking of doing a review on the service Plex, maybe some more tech products. Like, we could do a review on like the Canon T6 camera, the Nintendo Switch. That'd probably be a good video. Maybe talk about the new iPhone rumors. Like, for example, the new iPhone that's supposed to come out is supposed to have huge camera on the back, three cameras with a flashlight. I think that's just obnoxious. And do a bunch of other tech stuff, but I think I'm going to focus on like the iPhone stuff for this video. So for iPhone, the new iPhone rumors, like I said, they're supposed to have three cameras on the back, which is supposed to be huge. If you guys look it up, it's going to be nuts. I heard they might be supporting more colors. Maybe, not sure. I think they said they might add like a different green and a purple, I believe. But those are just rumors. I think the main thing that they're changing with this one is the camera. Camera's going to be a lot bigger. They might be adding different sizes. Yeah, so that'd be pretty cool if they released more colors, I guess. There's a lot of fake rumors going around. The camera layouts are different. But I just think the camera on, I have an iPhone XS, one of the newest iPhones at the moment. And I think the camera's perfect on this one. I wouldn't go any bigger, and hopefully they don't actually go bigger, because then it'll just be terrible. I just don't think it'll be good. And hopefully we get new wallpapers, because they've been working on the iOS 13 beta, and I'm on the developer beta, so I get to check those out. Hopefully they add new wallpapers. I would really be excited for some new wallpapers. Maybe some new light and dark mode wallpapers, perhaps. That'd be awesome. Something I would really, really like to see them improve on is in iOS 13 is the dark mode. They did import dark mode. So far I'm loving it. It works amazingly. No bugs, at least not for me. They didn't do it system wide, so it's in all the stock apps, but in third party apps they didn't add support for that yet. Now, yes, some third-party apps already have dark mode enabled, like Twitter, Facebook, Messenger, and stuff like that. but and some other social medias as well, but they don't have it on, like, for example, we could really, really use it on, like, a Snapchat or Instagram, stuff like that. They don't have support for it yet. So I think that would be cool if they added support for that. But, you know, Apple's, I'm running the beta on my daily driver right now. It's pretty smooth. Don't really have any complaints about it. I don't really ever get freezing points in my phone. Very fast, responsive. Haven't had any problem with apps or app switcher or anything like that. But yeah, for iOS 13, it's running really good right now. Just, I think, mainly for some other iPhone users, bug fixes and stuff like that. I heard that they're going to call the new iPhone, the iPhone 11. I'm reading it right here. The iPhone 11, 11R, and 11 Max. In 2020. So, yeah, it says that they might have 120Hz OLED Retina display, possibly. The laser-guided 3D time-of-flight camera. It's supposed to help with the AR, which is augmented reality, and VR, virtual reality applications. That's supposed to help a lot. Yeah, so supposed to be starting price, they say, might be around 1,000. So yeah, I think, I don't know, nothing too much new. I would say mainly the possibly colors, the specs, maybe better. Most likely better. That's what they normally do. And not too much else. So I think that'll conclude this episode. Hopefully you guys enjoyed. I'll catch you guys in the next podcast episode. Peace.